said the costs of the project have more than doubled. Instead, he's promising to spend the £36 billion on transport schemes all over the country.
You will be able to get from Manchester to the new station in Bradford in 30 minutes, Sheffield in 42 minutes, and to Hull in 84 minutes on a fully electrified line.
He also announced a plan to raise the smoking age every year until it's effectively banned. Police have started a corporate manslaughter investigation into the Countess of Chester Hospital after nurse Lucy Letby was jailed for murdering seven babies. Officers are looking at whether any criminality has taken place there. A 19-year-old man has been charged with murder after three other men were stabbed in West Yorkshire. Two died in hospital and a third was injured following the incident in Halifax on Sunday. Lawrence Fox has been sacked by GB News following derogatory comments he made on air about a female journalist. It happened on Dan Wootton's programme last month. He's been suspended by the channel. Sport, the Euro 2028 tournament looks to be heading to the UK and Ireland. That's because Turkey have dropped out and will instead focus on a joint bid with Italy for the 2032 event. Wales will host games at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. Manager Rob Page says it's a terrific opportunity.
It's going to be fantastic for Welsh football, isn't it? To have that level of standard being played in our country and give the opportunity for supporters to go and see teams, great teams, play is a bonus. So next week we'll go into more detail when we have it confirmed.
And Jurgen Klopp's calling for Liverpool's Premier League defeat by Tottenham to be replayed. VAR wrongly ruled out a goal, with the refereeing body, the PGMOL, admitting it was a significant human error. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Thanks, Victoria.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, there still will be sunny spells, but the odd light shower cannot be ruled out this afternoon. But tonight we'll see any clouds and showers diminish early, leaving a mainly clear night. Towards dawn, some clouds will move in, but it will continue to be dry, with highs of 18 and overnight lows of 11, and the sun sets at 6:30 tonight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Drive here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey. Cheers to Xanthi for a brilliant 2 hours of then and now, or was it now and then? I've forgotten already. Well, we've got a brilliant show for you today. We've got not one, but two guests. First up, Joanne from St. Francis Hospice. They'll be here soon. And a little bit later, we'll be hearing from singer-songwriter, humanitarian, and I say storyteller, J.B. Fox. And we'll be playing not one, but two of his tracks, and one being exclusive. Yes, nobody's heard it before, apart from us today. But now, we are going to kick the show off with, well, we go back to the 80s, Depeche Mode. Just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough.
An earworm, isn't it? Yeah, since that came out in the 80s, that's always stuck in my mind. Every time someone says, oh no, I can't get enough of that, that's the first thing that I start doing, and then the rest of the day, that's in my head. Right, now we've got another one coming up from our A-list. Yeah, we've got loads coming up today. We've got Sixpence, None the Richer. Remember that? Kiss Me. I think that was from 97, but I will find out for you. But first here, we've got Declan McKenna with Sympathy.
listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Tune there, Kiss Me, Sixpence None the Richer, and it was from 1999. I thought they were a one-hit wonder, and I got all excited. I thought, oh, I could use those for one of my one-hit wonders segments. But no, they got two. They had one little bit later in the same year. There She Goes, they did with, yes, of course, Sixpence None the Richer, and it reached number 14 in the charts. Now, coming up after a short break, well, we're all young at heart, aren't we?
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Young at heart. Young at heart.
Everyone said that to me, even when I was young. Everyone said that I was young at heart. So I think, actually thinking back then I must have looked older than I was. Anyway, I digress as usual. So I thought we'd have a little bit of Kylie Minogue today. Now, I've chosen All the Lovers for you. But as I say, we play stuff from even the 60s right the way up to the nowies. And we will be speaking to Joanne soon. Or Joe. I'm not sure whether to abbreviate it or not. I'll have to ask her in a second. but she'd be here talking to us about all things St. Francis Hospice, but something in particular, and that'll be coming up soon. But first, here's Kylie Minogue with All the Lovers.
It's all I wanna do, so won't you dance? I'm standing here with you, why won't you move? I'll get inside your groove, cause I'm on fire, 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 fire. It hurts when you get too close, but baby it hurts. If love is really good, you just want more. Even if it throws you to the fire.
Lovers, Kylie Minogue here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. And speaking of St. Francis Hospice, we've got Joanne here, and we'll be talking to her roughly in about 10 minutes time as well. And also coming up in a second, we do have one of the latest tracks, one of the newer ones. It still sounds the same. It could have been in the 90s. Blur's Barbaric.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, in Junction 1, actually, we've got a bit of congestion going on at M25 in Bob Dunn Way. Congestion just before Junction 30 on Lakeside, that's Tilbury. Delays on the M25 anti-clockwise also at the Dartford Tunnels. Travel time there's around 10 minutes. Billericay, Western Road, eastbound, closed due to gas main works between Roslyn Road and St James's Mews. Slow-moving traffic here on Ongar Road towards Wilson's Corner. And in Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on actually heavier than normal on the A12 both ways from Junction 18 to Junction 19 as Colchester Road. Chelmsford, still there's slow moving traffic on the Baddow Bypass at Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And in Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 East between the B1256 Galleys Corner roundabout. Now let's go over to the rail, because there are quite a few delays, as there's no service on the C2C at Fenchurch Street due to the strike striker action. Also, services only running between Liverpool Street and Norwich, Southend, Cambridge and Stansted Airport on Greater Anglia at Liverpool Street. And there's reduced service on the Stansted Express at Liverpool Street. So keep an eye out if you are heading off for your holidays there. Now, if we just go over... Nope, can't find the rail for you. I will have that in the next update. But I know it wasn't too bad for you. Anyway, so we'll have more updates for you in an hour.
Lovers vow.
Times I love that song, I'm not sure. Now we've got in the studio from St. Francis Hospice, Joanne, or Joe. Joe, hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hang on, I've not even turned you up. Hang on a minute, here we go again. Hello.
Hello, Joe.
So, is it Joe or Joanne?
Joe's fine.
Joe's fine. Brilliant yep. stuff. Now, Joe, you're here to talk about a day, special day you've got coming up, haven't you?
Yep. We've got a careers open day happening next Thursday, the 12th of October.
Ooh.
Yep. So...
Yeah, excellent stuff. So, Careers Open Day, that can mean so many different things, can't it? So, where is it based, first of all, so people know where to go?
Okay, so we're holding it at our hospice site, and our hospice site is based in Havery Atty Bower, just opposite the Green and the church, and that's the outskirts of Romford.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on the site, we've got an education centre, the Pepperell Education Centre.
Oh, right.
So, it's held there between the hours of 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. However, if anyone can't attend in person, there is the opportunity to join remote presentations so that you can still join in and hear some presentations on volunteering and working opportunities at the hospice.
Oh, great. So I suppose that's like what we all used with lockdown, like Zoom and things like that,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah. Exactly
great stuff.
That,
yeah. So I can even tune in. What? Yeah,
you could.
I could while I'm on the station and not tell anybody. Yeah. So what do we expect if we come along for the careers? And sort of what age is it? Is it just for like young people or is it for anybody?
It's for any age really. I mean, it's for any age really. I mean, the volunteering opportunities. It's a great opportunity for people to get some work experience,
yeah.
Or to build confidence, to make friendships, and to really feel involved in making a difference in the local community. And then we've got a variety of vacancies. They are all advertised on our website. So that's www.sfh.org.uk, and you go to the jobs page. So all our vacancies are on there. It's even to come along and just find out what. If there isn't a vacancy there that's of interest at this moment in time, it's just knowing what roles we do actually have, because there's more than meets the eye in a hospice, and it's not just about the direct patient care.
Sure.
We've lots of other vital roles in other services, such as HR, IT, education, fundraising, estates.
Yeah. And I think that's really key, because when you have, like, you know, you can look in the paper, I was going to say, but you can look online and things like that, look at jobs and think, oh, no, that's not my skill set. But sometimes when you go along, you actually talk to people, you think, actually, yes, no, this actually is a way in for me to be able to do something that I enjoy doing as well. So actually being at an open day where you can go along and speak to people, that's brilliant. It's like kind of a careers day where you find somebody a job at the same time, really, in a way, isn't it, like that?
Yeah, I mean, it will be very informal and relaxed,
yeah.
And there will be team members to meet. There's refreshments, so over a cup of coffee,
great.
A cup of tea and a chat, and just really find out more what we've got to offer. It's such a rewarding and compassionate and supported place to be.
Yeah, well, it's been 40 years now you've been supporting the community. It's actually your 40th anniversary, is it now or is it next year?
It's we're coming up to it.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Goodness me. Yeah, and the thing is, it's like from any background or religion, isn't it? It's Barking and Dagenham, you're Brentwood, obviously you said Havering, about you've got Redbridge as well, and West
and
Essex.
Some of West Essex, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. You're literally all over, so there is something for everybody there. And again, working with that, everybody that's I've ever met from that works voluntary or full-time work, they're all just lovely people. There's not a dud one. If there is, you can tell me off air, but you know it's just a wonderful place to work, isn't it?
It is a wonderful place to work, very supportive, full of kindness. There's flexibility as well. All our care is individualised, and we like to think that extends to our people as well, in terms of who volunteer and work with us.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I'll tell you what, should we just, because I always ask my guests, as you know, Jared, have you listened into the show? Sorry, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to upset me. No, but I always ask my guests if they want a request. And we'll have... Listen to your song and then we'll come back and catch up again, because there's loads more to talk about. I want to find out what you do as well in a minute. So I obviously know what it is because I've got it lined up, but what song is it and why you've chosen it, Jo?
Okay, so I've chosen The Greatest Day by Take That because I'm hoping that next Thursday, the 12th of October, is going to be a real great day for us and that we'll get the opportunity to meet lots of people.
Right, brilliant.
Thank you.
Greatest Day. If you have just tuned in, that was a request from Joe or Joanne Allavoyne from Human Resources of St Francis Hospice, here to talk about the Careers Open Day. Now, Joe, earlier you just sort of mentioned about that you could go on remotely if you can't make it on the day, because a lot of other people work or they're doing voluntary stuff elsewhere, and I think it's a really smart thing to do. But what can they expect if they want to sort of join one of the Zooms or the Teams, whatever it is?
Okay. Well, first of all, you need to go onto the website and go to the Work For Us page in the Careers Open Day. Information's there, and there's a timetable, and you can find a session that's convenient for you and then register for it, and then through that registration process the invitation to join that presentation will be sent to you. But the topics we're covering, and they're being rotated throughout the hours of between 11 and 8, is we've got a session on volunteering. So Jill Wendelken, our voluntary services manager, will provide a session on all the volunteering opportunities and what it involves, and you know, how people can contribute in a whole host of ways. There's then a session which I'll be doing on working for St Francis Hospice, so all about our organisation, our values, the benefits of working for the hospice. And then we, our Head of Professional Practice and Education, Bridget Moss, will be doing a session on the educational benefits, because we have an education centre.
Oh, and yeah, we didn't realise that.
Yeah, yeah, we have an education centre, and there's lots of courses and learning that's available, which is available you know, to staff, but also to volunteers, because we do take the essential training that the volunteers need as well very seriously.
That's amazing. Okay, so what jobs are really sort of like, are you really requiring at the moment?
Okay, well, if you were to go on the jobs page of our website, you'll see that we do have various nursing vacancies. And so we are particularly interested in hearing for any nurses that have a passion for palliative care. And we are able to offer any nurses that are particularly interested in working in on our hospice ward, the inpatient unit. Mm. We can offer an on-the-day interview.
There'll be a
very sort of shortened application process, and then the opportunity to meet with the ward manager and one of our ward sisters and have an interview. In addition to that, I mean, we've currently got a casual administrative vacancy, a couple of roles in fundraising, and also a security and estates role as well. But you know, in addition to that, it's a good opportunity for people to find out what else is possible, because things come up in the future.
Yeah.
And it's just really to dispel the myth, because there are a lot of misconceptions and myths about working or volunteering in a hospice. And we would really like the opportunity to dispel those misconceptions for people to see that it is a place of compassion and supportive, and it really does make a difference and can be very rewarding.
Yeah, working within your local communities. I often say here, when we're talking about St Francis Hospice, there's always somebody that's been affected by, you know, somebody being in actually a patient of St Francis Hospice. And it's not just about supporting the patient, it's about the family, it's about the friends as well.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's a whole thing. So we're you know, there's so many people that I do love St Francis Hospice and always willing to help, and say it's such a joyous, everybody I know that's worked there said it's just a joyous place to work. And it sounds really awful saying that, doesn't it, you know, but it's really not. That's exactly what it is. I mean, I don't work there, but I can sense it with everyone that comes in.
It's a very bright environment, a very welcoming environment, and one where, you know, you will instantly feel kindness. And we've got some beautiful grounds as well for all to enjoy.
Mm. So these grounds, so what, people come along on the day and just have a look, can they?
Yeah,
as well?
I think anyone that comes along to the open day, there is opportunity to have a tour around the grounds. We've got a lovely fish pond, we've got some beautiful quiet areas, and our team of volunteers for the gardens do an amazing job, and they're so pretty and welcoming, and yeah, they're lovely.
And you obviously love working there. How long have you worked there?
I've been there 12 years.
12 years?
Yeah.
You see, you can't be... Yes, yes. You can tell there's so many people that work there for many, many years. Always in HR, Joe?
It's always been in HR, yeah.
You love it, don't you?
I do love it, yeah.
I can see, but I wish you could see the smile on her face. I seriously do, because yeah, I'll take a picture of the smile in a minute and we'll put it up on the website, but yes. So, Joe, so it is happening on the 12th of October... between 11 and 11 a.m. that
11
is.
11 a.m.
Well, that'd be strange if it was in the midnight, wouldn't it? 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. as well. And so if people just want to come along on a day, can they just turn up, or do they have to pre-book if they want to?
I mean, we have asked people to register through the website, but that's not essential. I mean, you know, if people for any reason can't do that, then just turning up on the day is absolutely fine. We asked to for people to register just so that we've got an idea of numbers.
Sure. Yeah.
But turning up on the day, you know, because people could, their plans could suddenly change, they might not have time to register, so yeah, you know, do,
or hear word
along
of mouth as
or
well,
or hear word of mouth. Yeah,
yeah. So talking about word of mouth,
everyone's
about,
welcome.
Yeah. And so talking about word of mouth, it's about helping to spread the word as well. So if there's anybody listening that thinks, oh, I wonder if such and such would like to be involved, let them know about it. And you can always get the information on St Francis's Hospice, which is sfh.org.uk. Did I get that right, Jo?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to tap myself on the back for that one. Joanne, listen, thanks so much for coming along. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about the day?
Just that we've got a little incentive going.
So
we're offering a £50 gift card for anyone that attends our career open day and then goes on to accept an offer of employment and then starts work with us.
Oh.
So it's just a little kind of incentive, really.
Yeah, a little kind of thank you as
thank
well.
Thank you for you know, coming along and finding out, and then obviously joining the team.
Just when I didn't think I could love St. Francis Hospice anymore, you go and throw that one in. Listen, Joe, again, thanks so much for coming in and for all the work that you do. And the sun's even come out now as well.
Thank you. And thanks ever so much for this opportunity to come and speak today.
Now, of course, come back anytime and let us know how you get on as well.
Will do. Thank you.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks ever so much, Joe. We're Beside You, yes, a brand new track from him, and that's on our A-list at Phoenix FM. Now, coming up after the break, we've got Roger Sanchez with Another Chance, but let's listen to Guess the Intro. It is a kind of nowy. Well, I think it's around 2010. Anyway, you let me know.
Guess the Intro.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Roger Sanchez, another chance. Now, if you live anywhere near Raynham Road, there is a Bayland Green Senior Table Tennis Club every Sunday. I didn't know it was there. Anyway, it is both a social and a league players as well, enjoying the sport with some coaching that's also available. It's a 3-hour table tennis session with 7 tables available. So they say come along with just yourself or a friend and experience table tennis at various levels. So from beginners right the way up to virtually pros. And you can have a friendly knock around with that and get a little coaching, play with a friend, or they can just find the right partner for you as well. I'm sure they mean of the table tennis partner. Otherwise, that's a different kind of club there, isn't it, to be fair as well. Anyway, that's in your contact, Jordan2905@hotmail.co.uk. So that's Jordan2905@hotmail.co.uk. It's Maylands Green Senior Table Tennis Club every Sunday, and it's at the barn. It's left of the Manor House, Breton's Outdoor Recreation Centre in Raynham Road, and it's between 9 a.m. till midday, that's 12 noon, and it's £5 per session. So it's £5 per session, held every Sunday from 9 till 12, that's noon, between, it goes right the way through the whole year as well. All right, so that one there is at Raynham. Coming up now, we've got Antihero with Taylor Swift.
I end up in crisis.
All this time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming.
Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero, here on Phoenix FM on Wednesday the 4th of October, 5:59. Now, in the second hour, we'll be hearing from Joby Fox. You do not want to miss this. I actually caught up with him late last night. He's actually not in the UK anymore, and I caught up with him. You do not want to miss him. He's absolutely brilliant bloke. He's a storyteller, really, as well. Just releasing the new album. After the news as well, David Bowie and Mick Jagger will be welcoming you back.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix Air.